clinics in the state offer. Alabama's nearly 400,000 veterans and their families have faithfully taken care of our nation. Now it's time to give them the health care access they've earned. Pass House Bill 197 and Senate Bill 135 now.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
The grass is starting to grow, and you need to mow right now with 0% for 42 months. Retail financing on new Hustler zero-turn mowers. That's right. Qualified buyers can enjoy 0% for 42 months on qualifying Hustler zero-turn mowers. Come into Deesville Ace Hardware and get that Hustler Turf zero-turn lawnmower you've been dreaming of. They're located on U.S. 31 North, just off the Pine Level exit. Qualified buyers with minimum purchase. Other restrictions apply. See dealer for complete details.
Car sounding a bit rough? You know what's great? If your car engine is not performing the way you'd like, or the light comes on and says, check the oil or the filter, or just check engine light, it's great to have a place to know where to take it as soon as something like that happens. And for so many people here in the River region, that place with three locations is Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. Certified technicians, state-of-the-art diagnostics, and customer service that makes it so easy to keep your car maintained. Not to mention that when you need tires, they're the place to go for a wholesale price on a tire and a price that always includes installation. If you need a ride to your office or back to your house, just ask. Whatever it takes to facilitate the maintenance of your car, Don Duncan would love to do it. They do it from Mount Duncan, serving Prevost and Millbrook, from Highway 14 behind the McDonald's on the hill up there. Downtown at 408 Madison. If you work downtown, that's ideal. And Southeast Montgomery from Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire, also on Facebook.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Here are some spring break safety tips. Never go anywhere without a friend. That way you'll have someone to hold your hair back when you vomit behind a dumpster. Bring birth control. Unless you're the guy in a hookah necklace who hollers woohoo after funneling beer. Your personality will do that for you. And don't drink too much. You'll need those brain cells when you return to campus. Unless you go to Arizona State. Then go nuts. And those are your spring break safety tips.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Time at the tone, 5.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Federal prosecutors say three men from Kansas City, Missouri face firearms charges, including gun trafficking, after an investigation into the mass shooting during the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade and rally. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Kansas City says 22-year-old Fado Antonio Manning was charged in a 12-count complaint. Ronell Dwayne Williams, Jr., 21, and Chaylin Kendrick Groves, 19, were charged in 4-count complaints. One woman died and nearly two dozen other people were injured. The judge overseeing the Georgia 2020 election interference case has dismissed some of the charges against former President Donald Trump, but others remain. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 37 points, the NASDAQ dropped 87. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's It's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
There will not be gum stuck to your shoe. Nobody's buying or chewing gum. It started with COVID, we had to wear a mask. Gum was kind of weird to chew. Chewing cud like a cow is a thing of the past now. There won't be gum stuck to your shoe.
Not chewing gum.
They're going bankrupt. Wrigley's is
no one's chewing gum.
Yeah, that's kind of happened since COVID. Sales of your garden variety everyday chewing gum, 30%. And they're thinking of, we may see some of those brands disappear. May not be worth the cost of production. And if the Doublemint Twins disappear, you'll hear it here first. That's a stupid promo. Yeah, okay. Couple of things. Let me see if I've had some play on my efforts to solve the bike basket mystery. And again, it's a story where when I started riding my bike, and that's been almost, that'd be almost 4 years in September. Minus when I had one of my various surgeries. You know, when they put titanium screws in your neck, they tell you, wait 6 weeks before you get back on the bike.
Right.
I still don't wear a helmet, though. And I listed the suspects, the top suspects that come to mind. Eddie Bader, Rich Thomas, Joey Clark. Joey probably at the bottom end in terms of suspicion.
Yeah.
And Gary Garvin, who's a great guy, but can be devious. This is turning me into a total paranoid. So I put a picture of the basket, and let's see what the listeners think about this very important issue. It was Elmira Gulch, says Robert Feely. Well, Henry Claudius McCabe Campbelli, laughing my ass off, eh? All right. Somebody posted a picture of the Wicked Witch. And you see that, and you can almost hear the music playing in your head, right?
Very well.
Uh-huh. Sam says, I wish I had thought of this. Who's on line one? If you had it for 3 years, why is it not in your bike yet? Asking for a friend. Oh, come on, Lewis. You can't be serious. But no help with the suspect. No confessions. What happened to the truth? What happened to honesty in this world? Maybe East of the Rockies can shed some light. East!
Hey, look, I've got a little bit of suspicion because when I tuned into young Joey today, they were talking about pranks.
Yeah.
Various people called in and said they blew up toilets in high school and stuff like that. And I've got a suspicion you could probably narrow it down to a couple of people. I'm not going to say their names, but their initials are Eddie Bader and Joey Clark.
Mm-hmm. You know,
and I've been wrong about stuff before.
Eddie looks me in the eye and denies it, but he's got a smile on his face that betrays him. He's going to confess. You know what I'll do? I'll probably bring in a bucket of peanut butter cups or something and say, tell the truth, and these are yours, and I'll probably get him to admit it.
That's right. Yeah, he can be bought. All right, man, you have a great day.
Thanks. Hope you will consider joining us at Bomb Hours at least for once on a Wednesday night. We don't have to worry about the weather going over there. It's a beautiful afternoon, and you'll have a chance to enjoy some great food. Look, I stopped at a fast food place last night. Briefly, and looked at the prices, and my jaw just dropped. On top of that, there was one person, just one person working inside the building with a long line. And I'm thinking, why would you pay all of that to sit in this line waiting for one guy to not only take your order, then process it, then take your credit card to pay for it. Crazy. When at Baumhauer's, they have legitimate food at lower prices served to you by a friendly staff member in what we have come to know and love as the Inflation Bites menu. And there's some great stuff on there. On the Inflation Bites, the tailgate burger, for example, $8.99 with fries and a beverage. The char-grilled dipping chicken, $8.99, fries and a beverage. And dip that in the white barbecue sauce. It is so good. Onion strings, just $7.99. A little buttermilk homemade ranch dressing with that. Awesome. I think my favorite on the Inflation Bites menu is the naan, meaning N-A-A-N bread, non-ranch BLT. That is stuffed with smoked applewood bacon, lettuce, tomato, and the buttermilk ranch. And it's only $9.99. And that is a full meal right there. The fajita wrap, the Bam Bam chicken. All of these items are under 10 bucks. You can find the entire Inflation Bites menu at Baumhauer's.com. And do come and join us. We are the Knights at the Long Tables at the end of the bar. And if you're new, we will make sure that you get introduced and become part of our little family over there, ASAP. Baumhauer's on the Boulevard and Baumhauer's.com for more information.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota of Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due assignment. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage. Plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
The Harriet 2 Riverboat has the perfect way to start your weekend each Friday with the Spring Dinner Cruise. Enjoy live entertainment as you dine on a delicious family-friendly dinner. Add your favorite beverage from the cash bar and dance the night away cruising the Alabama River. Get your family together and make it a family tradition. Boarding starts at 6:30 and cruise starts at 7. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 now at funinmontgomery.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our temperatures continue to moderate, and we're dry, at least for now. Tonight, a few clouds, but mainly clear. Overnight, low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow is a nice warm day, up to about 80 on Thursday with a good bit of sunshine. The risk of scattered showers and storms holding off till late Thursday night. Then widespread rain and storms on Friday. And periods of showers and thunderstorms over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, as the front stalls right over us. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations. Since we began in 1906, at CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Blah, 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 blah. Hum, 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 hum.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Alrighty, it is 5:15 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Back to the phones and Soldier Boy.
Hey, Greg, I got the guys that can solve your Scooby-Doo mystery on your basket.
Huh.
Pack it up, wrap it up back in a box, mail it to the White House in D.C., and have the Secret Service figure it out. It's such a great job with, you know, the cocaine.
Yeah, I mean, frankly, I don't think they could find their ass with both hands. Not to diss on our great government services, but I wouldn't trust them.
I mean, cocaine's kind of hard, you know, but I think
I know, that's tough. You know, fingerprints, it gets messy. But the big problem is you might find out it was the president's stupid-ass son that brought the drugs into the White House to begin with, and we don't want to have a scandal. Not for a nice old man like Joe, who no reasonable juror would convict because he's elderly and forgetful.
Well, maybe Hunter's,
and running our
maybe
damn
Hunter
country.
Sent it to you.
What?
Could Hunter have sent it to you? Hunter could have sent that basket to you.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. No, I've eliminated Hunter Biden. Look at this. I asked Jacqueline to call. She asked for what time. And now I'm dictating into my voice to text. This is not good. And now we need 5 minutes to get groceries in the house. What is this? DoorDash? Anybody?
Mercy.
Oh, my goodness. So before we get back to the... We'll get to the traffic dungeon in a moment. I do have a story here, though, about a woman named Jenny Gage that I want to discuss with Jacqueline and get her take. And a couple of F My Life stories that are pretty funny.
I found out which charges were dropped against Trump. There were six of them, and they all focused on alleged efforts by the defendants to solicit public officials, including the Georgia Secretary of State and members of the Georgia House and Senate, to violate their oaths of office.
All right. But it's all got to go away.
Exactly. But it's a start.
Yeah, that's the Chinese water torture technique in all of these trials. They're all bullcrap. We all know it. You had to post bond for that ridiculous, you know, that whole sexual assault thing with that E. Jean Riley, whatever her name is. That's 28 years ago. Why is it coming up now? I know there's no statute of limitations on murder, but why did this woman conveniently wait, you know, a quarter of a century to get upset enough or passionate enough about what happened to bring it up? And a jury gives her $85 million for waiting all that time?
It's going to be thrown out.
It has to be thrown out. But in the meantime, the man has to post bond
yeah.
in the equal amount, which is wrong. There are so many laws that have been created and abused just for the to the detriment of Donald Trump. It's beyond astonishing. While we're waiting for Jacqueline to call, let me speak to the greatness of one of the true family automobile dealerships. That's the Ingrams on the Boulevard. Six great brands there. Mercedes-Benz, Nissan, Porsche, Volkswagen, Volvo, and Audi with brand new vehicles. Sedans, SUVs. Glimmering in the showroom floor waiting for you to come by and say, I want that one. But for those of you who are shopping pre-owned or used, you need to know that the Ingram reputation for reselling vehicles that have been thoroughly vetted is second to none. More cars that are $20,000 than anybody else in town. And John Ingram wanted to take that vetting process for resale to another level. And it begins now at Jack Ingram Select, new this year, with a 84-point check on the engine, 84 different spots where it must meet factory specifications. That's just for starters. If it doesn't, or there's a wreck on the Carfax vehicle history report, no. They're not going to resell somebody else's troubles. To take the guesswork out of buying the car, it comes with a, it's inspected, of course, and gets a certified warranty backed by Nissan Certified Select program, and that includes all brands. Ford, Chevys, Jeeps, domestic imports, all with a factory warranty. And they back that up with roadside assistance and prepaid maintenance and limited warranty so you can drive with confidence. So all you need to know, two things. Is this the car that we need for the family, for a new driver, for myself, my business, whatever the case? And B, will I get financed? Well, they've got 25 lending partners, so they'll get you done. That's all you need to worry about. Finding the right vehicle, the right price, and then they back it up at jackingramselect.com. And all the great Ingram family brands on the Boulevard. I'm an 8-time customer. Never ask you to spend your money where I haven't spent mine. And I'm currently making payments, and I make them happily. All right, now we got Skipper in 520.
Well, we have an accident now on the East Boulevard at Vaughan Road. Please use caution as you approach that intersection. Taylor Road. If you're coming up to the entrance to East Chase, headed up to I-85, we've got some vehicles right there in the no man's land between the ramp and the bridge. Watch out for the boots on the ground there, and traffic very busy everywhere. I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Slow traffic 85 northbound Taylor to Chantilly, 65 north, very busy, as well as Troy Highway outbound 231 to Wetumpka right now. It's that time of the day. Buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell Jay, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Impact Live presents the Guess Who live in concert.
American Woman! Said, get away!
Sunday, April 21st at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets on sale now at the Impact Box Office or Ticketmaster.com.
No sugar tonight in the coffee. No sugar tonight in my tea.
The Guess Who live in concert. Your tickets now. What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We'll be talking TV comfort food with Ellen Murray in about 13 minutes or so. Stuff that's available on streaming that may have been a part of forming you socially when you were going through the Wonder Years. In fact, there's a show right there, The Wonder Years, that is kind of that category. But for me, though, it was the shock and awakening that came with honesty on TV, the real American family, and real American issues, like All in the Family. And I believe this clip begins with the great Hussein. Whoa, whoa, who runs on what? Hope and change, right? How much hope and change do you hear in this?
I will not pretend the hard times are over.
Oh.
Difficult days lie ahead.
Whoa.
More jobs will be lost. More plants will close.
Oh, exciting.
More dealerships will shut their doors,
yeah.
And so
all
will
design.
Many parts suppliers. But I want you to know that what you're doing is making a sacrifice,
yeah.
For the next generation.
Right.
A sacrifice you may not have chose to make, but a sacrifice you were nevertheless called to make so that your children and all of our children can grow up in America that still makes things.
Well, the Democrats' way of running this country is to go tell us all how we ought to make sacrifices. God, they're great on that stuff. But they're all going to have us over the hill to the poorhouse. We ain't going to be able to drive over there because we ain't got no gas. So we're going to have to walk it.
Now, let me be clear.
I can't take the sound of that man's voice anymore. But the interesting part about that, that's Obama from about 10, 12 years ago. I've been trying to forget ever since. But what Archie Bunker said on the show is still true. The Democrats are really good about asking you to make sacrifices. And they're doing it now with all this green crap and EVs and all the other insanities that they just cannot stop foisting on the American public. And All in the Family was one of the first shows to call that out. And if you go back, and that's my comfort food. Because they're still funny. Free service that comes with Amazon Prime has them all, and you can just put them on and let them run and tell the whole story. Watch the characters evolve over the years. It's always fun. Let me go back to Facebook and see if people mentioned a few TV shows that we might be talking about. Carol Burdett, you mentioned variety shows.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of a... Well, I remember one reason why the networks did them is that they were easy to produce and cost less than, you know, situation comedies or dramas to produce. But we're looking at coming of age. I mentioned, hey, Joey, we've got a listener who thinks you put the basket. You were the one that bought the basket. That's a mystery we're just trying to solve. Soul Train every Sunday. Of course, for that show to exist today, you'd have to have soul music, and I don't hear it anywhere. I just hear anger and vulgarity, the denigration of women, the N-word. That did not happen with Motown. That was actually a genre of music that was bringing us closer together. It was something that a wide swath of people really enjoyed. And we started to see diverse crowds, organically diverse, which is the way it should be.
We watched an American Bandstand, Greg.
Well, that's...
It may be a little before your time, but...
No. I have a picture in my living room with me and Dick Clark. It's not before my time.
Okay.
But it is not Motown either.
Well, no, but they had Motown guests.
Yes, but the top 40, I've always looked at that as the ultimate, what's the word I'm looking for here? There was room in top 40 for everything. You'd have songs from Motown. You'd have rock and roll songs. You would have, of course, the icons like Elvis and the Beatles. You would have people that would cross over from country every once in a while. I remember Roy Clark had a couple of those. Even gospel music crossed over in the top 40. There was room for everything.
Yeah.
And it really did reflect America. But then even Billboard got into, it used to be the Hot 100, and they had what they called an R&B, a rhythm and blues chart for black music. But that was it. Now there's like, and country, there was one for country too. But now there's like 40 or 50, I can't even keep track of it. And most of them are filled with nothing but garbage. I don't think it's progress. We are balkanizing not only ethnically, but by age group. If you go to MSN.com, and for some reason it comes up, I guess, on my search engine, every day, more than once a day, there's another story about why everybody hates boomers. Occasionally, something, well, what Gen X and boomers have in common. I'm so sick of the anti-boomer Beazle Schmiz that I'm ready to start a podcast about it. Not that I'm getting defensive, but again, who owns MSN? Who runs these news services? People that take orders from America's news director. And we know who that is, too.
Assalamu alaikum.
Him. You know, I was so naive, I thought the whole idea of the 60s and 70s was to bring everybody together so we would stop seeing color first and we would all be Americans. What an idea. Now we're seeing Hitler-level anti-Semitism resurrect across the country. And God, that horrible, that young girl that got her head bashed in.
Yeah.
On the ground.
Lake and Riley.
No. Lake and Riley was the illegal alien. I'm talking about a story. See if I can find it. It was on New York Post earlier today. It was just a random attack. The girl's in a coma. They don't know whether she's going to live or die, and getting information on this story has been very, very hard to come by. But it was just a random attack, and this girl's clinging to life.
Where was this, Greg?
I will find the story.
Okay.
There's so much garbage coming. RFK, what the hell are you thinking about with Aaron Rodgers as your vice president? Are you nuts? Nobody's going to take you seriously if you do that. Man, I can't find it, but it was two teenage girls, one black, one white. Black girl attacked a white girl and has put her on the brink of death. And there's no known motivation for the attack other than racial hatred? And who's ginning that up these days? Here's another one. An off-duty cop punching a driver who honked at him at a red light. We're very, very touchy these days. All right, on News Talk 93.1 FM, Dana Dalkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson, they specialize in family law. They started out specializing in representing men in matters of divorce. And they became so good at what they did that women began asking, hey, a friend of mine said you did a great job for him. Would you consider taking us? And eventually they've expanded their services to all matters of family law. That includes mediation, blended families, adoptions, and so forth. The point being, you want somebody, when you have a legal situation or a family crisis, you want somebody out in front of that that not only knows what they're doing legally, but has what I call the passion of advocacy, that is in there fighting on your behalf. So you can let them do their job and focus on yourself and move forward with your life. Sometimes an old child, somebody wants more support, alimony, child support, whatever. Duncan Tomlinson can handle that. They can represent you almost anywhere in central Alabama, including Montgomery, Autauga, Chilton, Lee, Elmore, and other counties as well. And I mentioned qualified mediators as well. So whether it's a court of law, judges' chambers, a mediation table, a Zoom conference, whatever it is, you want not only the best legal minds, but the most passionate of people who are family people themselves, and they know what you're going through. So turn it over. It's my life's most important lesson. For a consultation, reach out at 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It is traffic time at 5:31.
Accident reported a little earlier. Vaughn Road at East Boulevard. Please use caution at that intersection. And we've still got an active accident site on Taylor Road. If you're coming up to the East Chase entrance, they're going to be right in the no man's land there between the ramp to 85 North and the bridge over 85. Please watch out on the right as you're passing by. Very heavy traffic still everywhere this afternoon. A few other minor accidents, but nothing really affecting traffic flow. Prattville Millbrook with Tupka giving us busy but all clear. McKinnon Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212, I-65 in Clanton. With Little Jake, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors & More, your new best friend.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Former Alabama head coach Nick Saban spoke at a NIL roundtable in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday. Saban remarked that college football is headed towards a caste system where success is based on how much college programs pay players. Saban said all the things he believed in no longer exist in college athletics. The Alabama House of Representatives has given the green light to House Bill 238, a controversial piece of legislation that adds a $10.64 tax on every prescription filled in the state. As the bill advances in the legislature, its implications to the detriment of the people of Alabama are being realized. The Kiwanis Club of Montgomery announced Wednesday it is presenting more than $339,000 in grants to organizations that help children in the river region. The money was raised during last year's Alabama National Fair, which the Kiwanis Club has presented at Garrett Coliseum since 1954. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. When you call the professionals at Clark with plumbing needs, you can count on quality service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. For more information, visit clarkcomfort.com. Better call Clark, 277-2125. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our temperatures continue to moderate, and we're dry at least for now. Tonight, a few clouds, but mainly clear. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow is a nice warm day, up to about 80 on Thursday with a good bit of sunshine. The risk of scattered showers and storms holding off till late Thursday night, then widespread rain and storms on Friday, and periods of showers and thunderstorms over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, as the front stalls right over us. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Miss Murray's Movie Minute brought to you by AMS Studios. Relax your soul, refresh your mind, and renew your sparkle with AMS Studios on Main Street in Prattville and AMS-studios.com or call 730-1268. Let's greet the sparkling Miss Murray.
Good afternoon, Miss Murray.
And today we are going to talk about not movies, but taking a break from that after all. And by the way, congratulations again on your 7 for 7. Prediction on the Oscars. By the way, 19.5 billion people watched the Oscars. That was the highest in 4 years, but not really close to an all-time record. That information was
good. I'm glad they're having a comeback.
Well, there were some movies to root for this year, and we certainly got into depth on those. But we're going to talk about what I call comfort food, and it's generational. Every generation has had shows that taught us how to look cool, you know, words that were in vogue and so forth. And you have found several of these in your streaming research, and I'd like you to, let's begin. Well, how about Saved by the Bell? Still iconic.
Saved by the Bell was my after-school staple in middle school, I would say. Me and my brothers would come home from school and watch that show, and it was just their daily, you know, hanging out with our friends after school, basically, Zach Morris and the gang.
See, that's the difference between your generation and mine. After school, my staple was the Three Stooges. And you can see what happened to me. At least you become a very successful person by watching something slightly more sophisticated than the Three Stooges. Who was your favorite character on that show?
Probably Zach, even though he was full of himself,
blowhard.
He was the most interesting, and he was cute.
Well,
I don't think it was a very accurate portrayal of what high school life was like. It was a little on the immature side. They were more like kids than high schoolers.
Mm-hmm. Why is it that the bad boys always get the girls in these generational TV shows?
That's the question of a lifetime.
I finally asked it, the question of a lifetime. I'm glad to know that. Now, was Ricky Schroeder on Saved by the Bell? I did not watch it.
I don't think so.
No, it was Mark Paul Gosselaar who was
The reason I asked is he went on and actually became a pretty good part of, I think, one of my favorite cop shows of all time, which was NYPD Blue.
Yeah.
And it was kind of interesting to see him grow from the teenage show to something far more adult. And the first show in network television history to show butts on TV. But we're not here to talk about butts. We're here to talk about iconic shows from the 90s and in your generation. Now, was Beverly Hills 90210 one of those shows for you? Is anybody showing that today?
I don't know if they're showing it now. They tried to do a remake in like 08 or something with the same sort of storyline, but I don't think it caught on because our generation is, or the following generation is, like, not having any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is not realistic. This is not how Hollywood, or not how high school is. But it takes place in Beverly Hills, and all the actors were in their late 20s and 30s, and you could tell that they were going to have more mature storylines, and it was going to be more about sex than grades.
I have to ask, didn't a cast member from that show pass away not long ago?
Yes, Luke Perry.
Yes.
And he was my favorite. He was the hot bad boy.
Mm. And one more, and you said this was something that you hadn't seen in years, but you've kind of been binging on it lately. My So-Called Life. Now, I remember that title, but I forget who was in it and what was that show about. Tell us.
My So-Called Life was starring Claire Danes and Jared Leto, who both went on to have actually illustrious movie careers after that, whereas most of the other characters from those shows didn't do a whole lot. But it captures the real angst of the teen years and first love / obsession and worried about, you know, they actually had relationships with their parents, which were portrayed in the show, and it was definitely something that would, I don't know if it would get the same reception today, but in my time, it was one of the top shows, if you ask anybody my age, girls, of course. I mean, boys liked it too, but I think it really captured our teenage angst.
You know, one thing about teenagers, I thought that my generation were the first real teenagers in history. I think every teenage generation that comes along that embraces a show like this one thinks they're totally unique, kind of to their own detriment. Where is that show available now if somebody's looking to find it?
I started watching it on Hulu, and I've noticed that some other friends of mine have been talking about it on the interwebs, so I think that it's because it's on there, people are watching it and remembering how much we loved it back then.
So it's a little bit of a renaissance going on.
I guess so.
Yeah. Well, I call these shows comfort food, and every generation has one that they embrace that's a forever show. Andy Griffith comes to mind for, you know, the folks in the 60s who embraced that definition of Americana. For me, it was All in the Family and the blend of growing up in a household where parents and kids had very, very different views but still managed to forge relationships and so forth. And I appreciate taking a break from the movies, but coming up on Friday, we're going to do the binge weekend thing, right?
Yeah, I'll have to do a little research and see what's out there that I want to see now that I'm done with the whole Oscars thing. Kind of had this deficit of paying attention to other stuff while I was focused on those for a while, but now I'm ready to see what's out there.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to it because you have you really did an amazing job with the Oscars, and I hope people listened and took your advice and checked out some of the films that we discussed, because if they didn't, they're missing out on some pretty good films this year, for once, to be sure.
Four Things is streaming on Hulu now, if you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, and go into that movie with an open mind. Emma Stone won Best Actress, thankfully, because she really, really deserved it. And it's a very entertaining movie. In fact, watch it twice, because I have, and I loved it. Thank you for your time this afternoon, Ms. Murray.
Okay, great. Thanks for having me on. Maybe I'll see you at Baumhauer's.
Okay. That's right. Baumhauer's is only 17 minutes away. And I think we're going to hear from Jacqueline at 5:50.
Okay.
And everybody else went away.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we have to take the 5:43 break now, and we'll have one more traffic update just ahead to see how the afternoon drive is concluding.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 for 1,000 bennings. Approved credit ends 4/1/24.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy you happiness, but money did help you buy an RV, which means an excuse from working Saturday with your insufferable coworker, Dave. So money is helping you listen to birds chirp instead of Dave chirping about how his toddler is fluent in three languages. And it's also why you'll be smelling pine trees in the air, not Dave's tuna melt reheating in a microwave. So save money by bundling your RV or boat insurance with home or auto from Progressive and buy more happiness or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In the mirror as I walk past, reflection of my flat ass has got me in a rut. Should I get this booty working? I might even start a twerking if I only had a butt. Oh, I could say goodbye to the pants sliding down my back, and the backside that I seem to lack would not show off my plumber's crack. Yes, my tush would be so cute with some buns beside my chute. It would complement my strut. I could bring some major swagger and offset my frontal dagger if I only had a butt.
That, more than any of our most recent parodies, has been the one that people have requested an audio copy of. And I'm happy to do that. If you send me an email or a Facebook message, I can attach the file and send it back to you, as long as you promise, as you raise your right hand and swear, that you will only use it for personal purposes. All right, no new suspects listed on the bike mystery. I wish Jacqueline would call so I could ask her, maybe if Jared has some spare time, he's in law enforcement, he might be able to help me solve this mystery. I've got to know who sent me this basket. Maybe I should take it out of the plastic?
Yeah.
And let people see this thing in all of its... Well, you know, but maybe there's a kid somewhere that would love this basket. A girl that just got a new bike that would like this beautiful...
Well, I slid it across the bottom so that you can still put the...
Hi, who is this?
It's me.
At last. It's you.
Good quality.
Right. I was just...
I'm sorry.
I understand. We know, if anybody knows the spontaneity and busyness of your life, it's us. Hey, I have a thing on Facebook, a mystery I've been trying to solve for years. Do you think Jared might want to make a couple of extra bucks helping me find out who sent me this girl's bike basket?
I'll find out who sent you the bike basket.
I bet you
I'm
could.
A way better detective.
Mothers generally Watch are. It. That's like an instinctual thing, right?
Yeah, like I'll find out who sent that basket.
You know, mothers always ask who did this when they already know.
Oh, absolutely. It's Lola. Always Lola.
Always Lola. Anyway, there's a picture of it on my page.
Oh, I've seen it. I've seen it in real life. I'll find out who got the basket. But yeah, sorry, and I have to blame Branch. Branch kept me on the phone, and so
Branch Close.
He's my buddy.
He's part of my legal team.
Yeah,
there's you. Yeah. There's Branch. There's Chad. Although I haven't committed any crimes recently that I know of.
You're covered. You're covered on all your bases, then. But no, I was talking to Branch, and Branch actually and I have a case together right now.
Oh.
But then we were just, you know, chatting because that's what you know we do. So we were chatting and. Then I lost track of time, and then I had to take Lola up from dance, and then I had that, and then we got home, and now I'm on the phone with you, and it's been a wild afternoon.
Did you hear that 911 call we played this morning?
No.
It's the fifth anniversary of, it happened at a Pizza Hut, and I'll play this for you. Let me get it in audition so you can hear it.
I got schizophrenia, sir. Yeah. I
Chris, and I just broke into the pizza.
Point 911, what is your emergency?
Yes, this is Jesus Christ, and I just broke into the Pizza Hut. I broke the window in, and I'm here. Jesus is here now. He's back to Earth.
All right, and so you don't work there?
No, I just broke in, had a pizza. I'm Jesus.
And what was your name again?
My name is Jesus.
What's your last name, Jesus?
Christ.
It goes on from there. And that's the
I need you to post this so I can listen to this.
Yeah, it's on my page.
Okay.
So you'll be able to find it. And by the way, we had our friends from Adams Drugs in today to talk about this House bill that needs to get passed, but is, and you know this from campaigning, is right now being assaulted with outright lies by political organizations that don't want it to happen.
That's a thing. That's a thing in politics.
But be ready, because we're planning our next big butt paste event.
When are we doing this?
I don't know yet. I'm waiting for word from Jim Smith on potential dates.
Okay.
But who wouldn't want an Easter egg filled with butt paste?
My kids might get that. I mean, I don't know. You never know in my life what could happen. Dude, we're out of butt paste, aren't we? Jared thinks we're out of butt paste. He threw his hands up with the, I don't know, you keep up with the butt paste.
That's a husband. It's like the husband's football say. You just throw your arms up in the air, I don't know.
He's like, away. I don't know. Yeah, that's your job.
I'm always setting things aside that I want to get your opinion on. This one, about a woman named Jenny Gage, was a traditional wife and mother for over two decades, but the situation left her financially vulnerable when she divorced. Her story is a cautionary tale when it comes to social media portrayals of trad wives or traditional wives. We're so lazy we can't even spell traditional. When she was in college, she wanted to be a lawyer, but she was advised against having a schedule that could get in the way of being a wife and mother. When she got married, her husband asked her to give up college for good. Even though she kept her figure, cooked meals from scratch, and raised multiple children, the marriage ended in divorce. She says, I'm broke more than I ever imagined being, but I'm happier than ever. Why does this rub me the wrong way?
Why does that story rub you the wrong way?
Yeah.
Well, because unfortunately, I think that happens every day. That's very common in my world, that exact fact scenario, whether you could substitute lawyer for doctor, for accountant, for teacher, for really anything. But we're seeing it more and more with both genders now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just, you know, a traditional wife now. It's more of, you know, who is the breadwinner, who's making money, and then a divorce comes. And that's why we have things like alimony and spousal support or property settlements. Because you want to make it equitable for the spouse that hasn't been gainfully employed for the last 20 years to be able to survive. You know, life is expensive, and they have to start completely brand new with a new lifestyle. Even if they get half of the house and half of the furniture, they're not marketable. They're not hireable because they have been out of the market for 20, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think about that. Do you want to hire, a 45-year-old woman that's never worked? Or do you want to hire a 20-something right out of college that you can mold and pay half as much?
That's,
so it makes you unmarketable. It's very difficult for divorcees that have never worked to get a job. Especially in this market.
Yeah, on the other hand, my mother, boomer mother of four, when she went out to the job market, her work ethic was so incredible that she got hired by the FDIC after working for a temp agency doing odd stuff. Because she actually produced. Everybody, you know, those 20-something you were talking about were out smoking cigarettes and having coffee and gossiping. My mother was getting stuff done. And was so impressed by that.
No, and that's the thing. But, I mean, with the job market and the way that it is now, you know, it's even hard to get with a temp agency to get placed.
Mm.
And think about how many jobs have been outsourced now that we don't have any longer. I mean, look at fast food. Now you have machines that make drinks. It's not even people.
I stopped by a place yesterday, and there was a long line. It wasn't moving, and it turns out there was just one, maybe two people at the most, inside that place preparing the food, taking the orders, and bringing it to the window. It was, I don't know how they can stay in business like that. Nobody wants to work.
I know.
And just the other day, an actress a mother of two, said, having children ruined my career. That to me was like, come on. Yeah. You know, you're a mother.
I would give up my career today for my children, period.
I believe you. I don't doubt that for one second. But I thought that, I mean, really, could you be a little more selfish there, lady? So, I don't know. I wish I had
this. Don't get me wrong, like, they're on my last nerve. Like, it's not like, you know, like, there's days.
No, we understand. We understand. We all have that. Well, I will get back with you when we have more specific butt paste celebration planning done, and you have a good evening.
Yes, I thought we were going bowling, and that got canceled.
Well, yeah, there's been a change in that, too. We'll get on it, I promise.
I don't know. That's what you always say.
All right. You have a good evening.
All right, guys. Bye.
That's what I always say. Where have I heard that before?
Well, our latest accident is the 100 block of Coliseum Boulevard. That's going to be right off Atlanta Highway near John Lee Paint and Vicky's Lunch Van. Please use caution there. We've still got an active accident on Taylor Road. If you're coming up to the entrance of East Chase, it's going to be right up at the ramp to 85 northbound. However, the ramp is open, and all lanes across the bridge over 85 are open as well. Just watch out for folks walking around. And we had an accident reported earlier, East Boulevard at Vaughn Road. Very busy still everywhere around Montgomery. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us all clears, but busy. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pet more play area right up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
This is Major General Mike Summerall, former Adjutant General of the Alabama National Guard, urging the Alabama State Legislature to pass the Veterans Access to Care Bill. Both VA medical facilities and private clinics are failing our veterans, who are dying by suicide at twice the rate of non-veterans and experiencing opioid overdoses in increasing numbers. This legislation will give veterans and their families access to specialized care they need and deserve.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter,
every time we say goodbye,
goodbye.
You say goodbye, and I say hello.
Hello, I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell, our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you. Goodbye to you. Hope you enjoyed the show.
Goodbye.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
And what a Wednesday afternoon it was. Special thanks to the team from Adams Drugs, Jacqueline Tomlinson, Ellen Murray, and you for listening. Thank you, Rosie Brock. We're heading over to the Baumhauers. We hope you'll come to join us. See you in the morning with Rich and Jay. Thanks for touching us up.
Adios, muchacho.